Once there was a forest. In the forest there was a tree, and on the tree there lived a little bird. She loved her home. She loved the tree, she loved its leaves, she loved its branches, she loved everything about it. But one day she smelt something strange. She flew high above the canopy, and she saw in the distance fire, a great snake of flames and smoke coming towards her. She called down to her friends, "It's fire! It's fire! Fire's coming! Help! We have to do something!" And all her friends turned and ran and flew as fast as they could away from the flames. "Come with us," they said. "We've got to get away or we'll die." But the little bird loved her home and she loved the tree. She said, "No, I won't leave anything here. I love my home too much and I'm going to try and save it." She flew down to a stream by the tree and collected up a few droplets of water on her wings. Then she flew over to the flames and flipped the droplets of water into the fire, and they hissed and fizzed away into steam in a moment. Then she flew back to the stream and collected a few more droplets of water, flew back to the flames and again, fss, as she flipped the droplets of water into the flames. Back and forth she flew as the flames got nearer and nearer to her home. Up in heaven, the gods were watching, and most of them were laughing. "Look at that silly bird," said one. "Soon she'll be bird kebab." "Yeah, who does she think she is? Think she can stop a fire, that little bird? Foolish, I call it foolish." But one of the gods, the eagle god, admired her courage. He opened his great eagle wings and he glided down from the heavens, down to the place where the little bird was flying between stream and fire. He called down to her, "Little bird, listen to me. You must fly away from the flames. I want to help you and I have to tell you that your water will not stop the fire." She called back, "I don't care if I die. I love my home more than I love my life, and I'm going to do everything I can to stop this fire. I don't care." And she continued flying back and forth between the stream and the flames. The eagle god was touched by her courage and touched by her love for her home, and a tear formed in his eye. And the tear dripped down onto the flames and hissed and fizzed in them. And then another tear dropped and another tear until the droplets became a stream of water flowing from the eagle's eyes. And the stream became a river which flowed down into the fire until all of the flames were out and the fire was stopped. The eagle god returned to heaven and the little bird returned to her tree. And in springtime, new green shoots of life came poking up through the carpet of ash on the forest floor.